The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So for this morning, I want to start with a little teeny story. There was in the monastery I stayed with in Thailand, the monastery of Buddhadasa, there was a painting on the wall. It was a replica of a cave painting that had been found. Somewhere not so far away, there was a monk who lived and meditated in a cave for, I think, maybe for a couple of decades, a long time, and considered to be a very deeply deep meditator, deeply realized man, and who'd lived a very full life in other ways, but in his older age had become a monk and devoted himself to practice. And he died at some point. And when they died, they went into his cave. And there they found on the wall of the cave a painting. And that painting was then replicated in the monastery wall. And it was in English. And it was kind of like a cartoon-like. And it was a picture of a painting of a very happy monk who was kind of jumping up in the air, kicking his heels, kind of like in delight and joy. Exuberant. And then the caption of what he's saying is, the monk is saying, oh, what boundless joy to know there is no true happiness. So that's a little bit of a mind twister to hear that. We want to have true happiness. But I think the idea here is that the chasing after happiness, the holding on to it, expecting to have some kind of permanent happiness, that now we have it made, is a recipe for more suffering. But to stop the search, the need, the demand for some kind of happiness and worldly happiness, and have all the conditions in place so we're always happy, it's exhausting. And there's some very deep letting go, and maybe letting go of the pursuit of happiness. Now, there's not necessarily let go of happiness, but let go of the pursuit of happiness that can lead to a kind of boundless joy. And so what is that joy that comes from the absence of pursuit, the absence of clinging, the absence of wanting, the joy, the delight, maybe even the happiness of freedom, freedom from any attachments, freedom from any emotional need, sitting in meditation, being here, really here, seeing what's here, and with the seeing, having freedom, that the seeing itself can be free. So, taking a meditation posture and perhaps it's also a posture that maybe has some possibility of releasing joy for you, a delight, not a joy or delight in something specific, but the joy or delight of being open, receptive, allowing life to live through us. The joy of not needing anything or doing anything or wanting anything. Just to be alive is enough. Just to be breathing here is enough for these minutes. And perhaps taking a few gentle, long, deep breaths. And as you exhale, to relax and let go. As you breathe in deeply, perhaps that can be an opening of resistance, an opening of being closed or contracted, in opening the doors of your chest, the windows of your heart. And then breathing out and dropping into that openness. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And there is a kind of maybe very mild sense of freedom in breathing. Even if the breathing is forced or contracted, difficult, there is some natural movement within us that arises freely as we begin to breathe. Beginning of the inhale. If you pause at the end of the out-breath and then allow the in-breath to begin, there's a freedom in the body, breathing. If you pause at the end of the in-breath, and then at some moment, allow your body to exhale, there's maybe a moment of freedom in the breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. And as you exhale, relax the thinking muscle. Soften the mind as you exhale. And as you inhale, perhaps you can imagine the mind opening. The windows of the mind open wide. No resistance to anything. Just all things can be seen and known easily, freely. And finally, every time you exhale, every time you exhale, letting go of anything that your mind has picked up on, any thoughts, any concern with feelings and sensations. Release the mind from all concerns except riding on the inhales and exhales, free, relaxed, at ease. And then at the end of this sitting, it's often a custom to dedicate merit, to evoke our care and loving kindness for the world. And one of the primary expressions of this is the wish that may all beings be happy. And happiness is contagious to some degree. And to express and live the wish for beings, everyone to be happy, it can begin with you. To be happy and joyful. And I suspect that most people do not avail themselves of the possibilities of joy and happiness and delight that appear through the day. If we're in a hurry to get somewhere, we might not notice the joyful, delightful blue sky. Or if we're preoccupied by something, we might not notice the crisp, cool air if we go outside, or the flowers that we walk by. All kinds of little things throughout the day can be an occasion for some modicum of joy and happiness and delight, as a way of caring for others. Enjoy your day. Take the time to slow down, to be attentive to the simple joys of a day. And let that be shared with others. And may that simple joys that you experience inspire you to live for the benefit of others. May your capacity for happiness be an inspiration for care for the whole world. May all beings be happy.